few other things where we need to be careful when we're working with depreciation. First, note that useful life of an asset is an estimate. We don't know exactly how long we can use the asset for. For instance, if we have a building, we don't know exactly how long the building will be in good condition for. But we need to make an estimate of how long we'll use it in order to depreciate. Salvage value is likewise an estimate, in that we're making an estimate of what we can get back for the asset once we're done with it. Depreciation method is a choice, on the other hand. This is something that the companies can pick. There's not much restriction as to what they can pick, although they should pick a depreciation method that matches how they think they'll use the asset. Lastly, note that a zero net asset value does not mean the asset itself is unusable. It simply means we've already depreciated it down to its salvage value. Once we're at zero net asset value, we won't record any further depreciation, but we'll continue to use the asset if it's still useful to us.